This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 52. The Darkness Tells Me to Hurt Puppies.
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this is episode 52 of our podcast. Okay, so, Velocity Micro, makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. They're built by gamers for gamers. So if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check out VelocityMicro.com. It's the exclusive PC we use for reviewing games at Electric Sisterhood. And if you're in need of a machine, one that will run the best version of Vista, pretty much the only version of Vista out there worth owning and running, check out Velocity Micro at VelocityMicro.com and tell them that the bitches of the Electric Sisterhood sent you.
See? Not a slut.
You totally are.
Well, I am not.
Do you get paid? Otherwise, I would change that terminology from slut to whore.
Wait, get paid in what?
Yeah, that's
no. See, that's
I am not a slut. I am faithful to my boyfriend. So fuck you.
Oh, okay. See the terminology she uses there. Fuck. That's an angry word. It describes.
Yeah, because you're making me angry.
It describes things that sluts do. Sluts fuck. All right, so anyway.
And they have sex and they make love. So there are three different things that women do.
I wasn't talking about women. I was talking about sluts. But moving
on. I'm not a slut.
We don't have a candy bitch this week because you sluts refuse to comment on things.
Oh, now you're calling everyone else
maybe,
sluts,
maybe,
too?
Yeah, maybe it's because we call them sluts that they don't want to talk to us.
I know.
I can't help it. Sluts on the word of the day calendar that I have.
I still prefer
slut. Shut up.
Slut.
No, it's not.
Slut is like the best word ever.
It's a degrading word of day calendar, and slut is the word of the day today. Hobag is a word, too. But you know that.
No, see,
hobag.
I probably would have felt
hobag. Hobag makes the person using it seem like they're an idiot.
Doesn't it, though?
Who uses the word hobag?
You're such a hobag.
You're such a hobag.
That's like calling somebody a jerk face.
I've called somebody a jerk face.
Head.
I like poopy head, though.
I know, she says it all the time.
I do. I think it's cute. It's like calling somebody asshole, but in an adorable way.
Wow.
I mean, how do you not smile when somebody goes, you big poopy head? I mean, you can't not smile at that. Even though they're calling you an asshole.
Face.
Yeah, but that's because you're a violent person. And see, we wouldn't have to go into all of this if we just had a candy bitch. So if you people will hit us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, esh.mobi, that's esh.mobi. The short address will get you to the long address. If you comment on our stuff, we can pick a candy bitch and not have to do this whole kind of downward spiraling, really bad conversation to eat up time, because I could announce a candy winner and actually give you free candy or a t-shirt.
Yep, so, and then we'd spend our time congratulating you and then talk about how Ninja still hasn't sent us our t-shirts and our candy.
Exactly. wait a minute.
Actually,
Hold on. Just a minute. I gave Panda her candy and your bag of candy. So if you didn't get it, you need to take that up with her.
Panda, do we need to talk about something? Do I need to get out my beating stick?
I didn't eat it. That's all I'm going to say.
So who did?
So candy was sent.
I didn't eat it, but I let so-and-so eat it.
Someone in the house ate it.
Okay, because I sent candy.
But someone else ate it. I'll buy you a bag of M&M's, God.
But they're not colored.
Do you want me to color them over with markers? I can do that. They might be a little more toxic than the regular, you know, M&M's.
Only if you find edible markers.
Sweet. Okay.
Magic, I'll make another bag.
Thank you.
Because I'll do that. So, Magic Mystic Girl, you're our candy bitch this week.
You're getting candy, bitch.
You're getting candy, bitch. So, send us a picture.
Of you eating eating the candy.
Of you eating the candy.
Which we can't put on the site because that would compromise our privacy.
Okay, so draw us a picture of your avatar eating the candy. And we'll put it up in our gallery of candy bitches.
Guys, I think the fact that we're going out to cons and people can see us there is kind of going to compromise our privacy.
Yeah, but we're not that famous that they would know. And besides,
we're not big enough yet for that to be.
And they
issue.
Don't know what we look like in real life. You know, they
and how is knowing what I look like in real life going to help them find me and stalk me?
But see, here's the deal, though, ladies.
Here's the deal. Here, I'll put blur bars over my face. Is that okay?
As soon as Ding Ding over here graduates college, I'm lifting the image ban.
Why?
No. I like people not knowing what we look like, because then they actually listen to us.
I know, but the only reason why I had the image ban anyway was so that somebody wouldn't stalk your ass down at school and, like,
do you know how horrible it is that people were like, oh my god, Suju, you're so awesome, you're so hot. I don't need people knowing what I look like.
Oh my god, that's not vain.
Wait, so you don't want people to know what you look like because you don't want them to compliment you on your looks?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, how vain is that shit?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. After so much attention, even I have to take a break.
That's pathetic.
I know. And it's kind of half true.
Half true.
Okay, so with that said, I'm just going to give the mic this week actually to Magic Mystic first.
I am talking about Mayu Shinjo. Post sensual phrase.
Okay.
So... okay, if anybody knows anything about Penn and I, they know that we are crazy nutso fans of Sensual Phrase.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Unfortunately, it ended.
I know.
17 volumes and it's over.
Well, no
I feel
offense,
so
but,
sad.
But you
and if you don't understand
through...
how we feel, think about when Bleach and Naruto end. That's how we feel. It's been going for so long and now it's gone.
I don't think
Sniff.
Bleach...
Wait. Have ended yet.
I don't think Bleach can end.
No, they haven't yet, but think about the fact
that
they have
they
to
could
eventually.
One day end.
Yeah, they're not going to stop Bleach. It's like...
Not soon.
That John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt song. It just
His
won't
name
stop.
Is my name.
Round.
Yeah, it
this
just...
This is the song that doesn't end.
Yes. This is a song that never ends.
Yeah.
My friend!
Yeah.
Some people started singing
it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing
it forever just because this is a song that never...
Exactly. That's what Bleach is. It's a series that just doesn't end.
What was it they said at AB? This is Bleach! Nobody dies in Bleach!
Yeah, it's true, actually. No one's died yet.
As far as I've watched. Okay, well, the Bounder don't count because they were filler, but...
Well, like I said, as far as I've watched, no one's died.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
Although, if you think about it, half of them are already dead.
Well, yeah, but...
Because you have to die to get to
Yeah, but you know what they mean.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I'm curious about. When you die, you go to the spirit world, right? And then you can become a Shinigami and whatever. What happened when the Shinigami die?
They don't, well...
They don't, because it's Bleach. But what happens if they would? If they did?
I don't know.
I think they might become resentful because they died, and so they could become, demons.
Hollows?
Yeah.
That would be unfortunate.
That would suck.
And what's that shit, like, because I have yet to do some more catching up, even though I know this is on topic, but what the fuck? How come Ichigo's dad is a freaking Shinigami?
Touched on that and then went away. I'm, like, at, chapter, like... 270, 260 something, and they still haven't gone back to that.
I'm like, I turn around and I'm like, why is he in a Shinigami costume? Okay, why is he kicking so much ass?
He's a former captain, that's all I know.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but what, of what number though? Like, which...
No, but that's all I know. That's all they tell you, is that he's a former captain.
And I'm watching the anime, so the last one that I saw, I think, was episode, like, 113. Yeah. I was like, okay. He's a Shinigami. Okay, well that...
Oh, yeah, 113's like when that happens.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever noticed I've never once called you Ichigo when you're in his body?
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? Wait, oh my god, that's right. Wait, what? Holy shit! That's right. And I'm like, oh, damn it! And I thought I was paying attention.
Later on, you find out that Uryu's dad knows Ichigo's dad.
What?!
Yeah.
Aww.
Alright, let's get back to your topic, Magic.
Yeah. Alright, my topic, which has nothing at all to do with Bleach. Mayu Shinjo is known for creating, like, softcore porn, basically.
Yes, that's pretty much what it is.
It's basically porn.
It's Dynasty. It's Dallas.
It's like socially acceptable porn. It's awesome. Which is probably why Penn and I loved it so much.
I know, we were like, I'm like, have you read this? Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, wasn't that so slut? Yeah, I loved it. Me too.
Yeah.
Panda and Magic heart porn.
Yes, we do.
We do. Basically, she's borderline hentai, but she's much more like...
She's more tasteful. What's the word? H-E?
Is that the word? H-E? I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, she's not. Yeah.
So, Central Phrase ran for 17 volumes, I told you that, from 1997 to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an anime, I gotta get my hands on that, because I just wanna see it. A 44-episode anime, okay. Under the name of Kaikon Phrase, which I'm assuming was the original Japanese name.
Can you spell that for our listeners? That Kaikon?
K-A-I-K-A-N.
Mm-hmm. Okay, phrase. Alright, good to know.
So then in 2001, which would be a year afterwards, she created a series called Akuma no Eros.
Mm-hmm.
Virgin Crisis, I guess, would be a translation. Ooh. A translation of that. Also, like,
crisis,
all sorts of other things.
It? I'm a virgin.
I have a crisis.
No, maybe Mayu is a sexually repressed virgin. That's why she keeps writing this stuff.
I doubt it. She
actually, that's very possible, because the main character of Akuma no Eros is Miyu. Talk about yourself much. All right, so Miyu is a high school girl.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a virgin, just like Aine was in Central Phrase. And she's got a crush on, you know, the school idol and whatever. Very, mm-hmm. very, very typical. But then one day she's in a used bookstore, and she comes across an ancient spell book, which... self-advertises as self-advertises as granting any wish, right?
Okay.
So she does this wish, she does the spell, and she's just like, yeah, it'll just make me feel better and whatever. It's not actually magic. Yeah, but you're in a manga, girl. You gotta know these things.
Yeah.
So she summons Satan to make Amamiya, who's the school idol, love her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to end well.
Akuma is actually Satan in Japanese, so it could also be... I don't know what Na means, but it could be, like, Satan, virgin Satan. I don't know. I don't know my Japanese all that well, so... I don't know how that translates, but... Satan's like, yeah, totally, I'll get this guy to love you, but you have to give me your virginity.
Oh,
so she's
Satan.
Like, what the hell did I just do? So it's all about her and Satan, and, like, sometimes she's like, I want Amamiya to love me because I love him, and sometimes she's like, I don't want Amamiya to love me because the second he turns around and says, I love you,
she's gotta
I have to give my
Satan.
Virginity to Satan. So,
and you know that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, or be, like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, excruciating, like pleasure pain,
human,
I guess.
Though, or does he look like a demon? Because if he's, like, a hot human, like...
He can change his form. He can change his form. So when he first shows up, really he's got big black...
Satan is not going to be nice. As soon as he starts pointing you, he's going to turn into, like, this big, red, throbbing, hard, hot, massive, nasty thing that will rip you apart.
Well, apparently,
like, from Legend.
Put a lot of thought.
The guy from Legend.
Exactly! The dude from Legend. Do you want to fuck that? I don't.
No.
Okay.
Right, so when he first shows up, he's got big horns and fluffy wings, fluffy black wings, and he's all dressed up and whatever. But then he sets himself up, he changes everybody's memories, and he becomes her brother Kai.
Oh,
let me tell you how uncomfortable that is, living in the same house with Satan. But eventually
Satan,
she
can you
comes
pass the
to.
Milk, please.
Yes, seriously. But it's really funny because she notices that that even though he's Satan, whenever like their mom's like, stop bullying Miyu, and he does. He like can't go against his mom even though she's not really his mom. It's hilarious.
That is awesome, actually.
Predictably, she falls in love with him, and he.
Wait, she falls in love with Satan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Satan?
Satan? Yeah. So,
with her brother, Kai.
And then he, I don't know, he may or may not fall in love with her, because, I mean, it's Satan. King of lies. How do you really know? The great deceiver.
Like,
so she thinks he might be in love with her,
can't.
And she's in love with him. And then an angel, the angel Michael, shows up, and they're fighting, and Michael ends up in love with her, and yeah. So everybody loves her, and Satan and Michael are fighting over her, and how spoilerific do you want me to go?
Go spoilerific.
I can tell you the whole thing?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so Michael is Amamiya. Amamiya is Michael. So they end up fighting, and this sex buddy of Satan's from hell decides she's pissed that Satan's getting all exclusive with Miyu.
Uh-oh.
So she comes to Earth, and she kills Miyu, drops a bunch of girders on her head.
Ouch.
Yeah. Why does that happen so often in anime? Is that, like, the easiest way to kill somebody, to drop girders on them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, in the God of War game, freaking Ares throws, like, a giant big rock thing at you to kill you.
Yeah.
So she's dead and whatnot, and Michael's all, you know, I love you, I don't want you to die, blah, blah, blah. Well, she's already dead, so he's like, okay, I'm going to save your soul now. So he takes her, it was actually a really sad scene. He takes her to heaven, where, like, Satan can't get at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in love with Satan. It's so sad. So she's in heaven, and she's forgotten about everything that happened to her and her life on Earth. But she still feels something's missing. She's like, this is heaven. Everything's great. But, you know, something's not right.
I
so Satan,
Satan
busts his way into heaven for this girl.
Nice!
How cool is that? He busts his way into heaven and has a showdown with Michael. And in the end, she throws herself in between them and grows these big black wings. And she's like, you know, Michael, if you want to take down Satan, you have to undo me. Because, you know, in the Bible, they're never like, kill me, because they're mostly in heaven and hell, so they're already dead.
Right.
So it's like, undo, erase me from existence. And yeah, I won't tell you what happens at the end of the fight, but that's what happens. So it's just awesome. So that, unfortunately, was only 4 volumes.
Sad.
That would have been awesome as, like, the 17-volume series.
Oh, my God.
That would have been awesome as, like, an anime. I just want to see Satan bust into heaven and be like, that bitch is mine!
Pretty sure he didn't call her a bitch, but you know, whatever.
A lot of running gags.
Okay, and in that, there was all the sexual torture that there was in Sensual Phrase and whatnot, just more so, because he's fucking Satan.
Literally.
No, she's fucking Satan, so...
Like, with the in and out, making the in and out.
Yeah, and like, all of hell knows, like, exactly when she's had sex with him and stuff, and it's just awkward.
Wow.
Awkward!
Yeah, so, after that, I only checked out 2 of her other series, so I don't know exactly what the order is and stuff, but then later on, 2004 to 2006, was Love Celeb. Which is actually really, really similar to Sensual Phrase, but really different at the same time.
Okay.
The basic story of Sensual Phrase is that the lead singer of this band finds this girl who's really sexually repressed and gets her to write dirty lyrics for him.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Love Celeb, Sakia actually shows up. So it's the same performance world and everything. So Kirara is, this girl, and she, again, very sexually repressed, blah, blah, blah. She wants to become a big celebrity, right? And she's got, Hanamaki, her agent, is this, I don't know how to deal with him. He's, at some points he's, like, really gentle, and you feel like he loves her and whatnot, and at other points he's asking her to do really awful things, like, constantly telling her to sleep with the producer. Constantly telling her to sleep with a producer. So he shoves her into this hotel room where all these producers are sleeping with all these wannabe celebrities. And she's like, what the fuck? I can't believe this happened. And she meets this guy, Jin.
Mm-hmm.
Jin actually rescues her from a producer that's trying to rape her. But he ends up being this guy who's known as the Virgin Killer. So he, like, plays with... Yeah, seriously.
I'm sorry. I was with you right till then.
He's super influential in show business and is, like, called the most powerful man in Japan. He's, like, the grandson of the prime minister and son of a rich businessman and politician. And basically, he thinks that money can buy everything, even a person's heart. So he's used to, like, seducing virgins and then destroying their virginity, obviously, and then just throwing away, like, so much trash. But when Kirara comes into his life, his, like, viewpoint changes.
Oh, and yes, of course. Hers is the pussy that changes his mind, right?
Yes, yes.
One pussy to rule them all. I couldn't help it.
So he keeps doing all this stuff to try and get her to sleep with him. He, like, makes it as a CD for her, and he puts her in a
oh, yes, because I spread for a CD.
A daytime hey. Drama and all this awesome stuff. And it's really funny because he gets Sakia to be her producer for the singing part. I don't know how the celebrity world works in Japan, but apparently you have to be like a singer and an actress. I don't know.
Okay. There's a lot of crossovers in the real world the way that we know it, so it seems to me like that would be very theological.
Yeah, I've never seen a manga
very
about
logical,
the American...
Very logical, because theological would imply religion.
I know. Hey, the religion of the music business, it does make some sense.
Okay.
Shut up.
Not really. Not really.
In the mind of Penelicious, all things make sense.
I mean, I'm the one having margaritas here, and even that don't make no sense to me.
Yeah, and you talk about me drinking while we're recording.
Okay. I think she's being sarcastic.
Hypocrite.
But
yeah, I was being sarcastic, but she's...
Apparently she's had too much to drink to realize.
I haven't drank anything today.
Well, I've heard you're lightweight, so did you drink anything yesterday?
Pandalicious cannot hold her liquor.
Yes, I can, in the bottle. You guys are mean. I would never diss you like that. I feel very...
Bullshit.
I'm very... Yeah,
right. Please continue, Magic.
Right, so the whole thing is him trying to get in her pants, and he's all flustered. So the big difference between this and Sensual Phrase, even though it all takes place in the industry, is that Sakia is really composed and knows exactly what he's doing, and he's, like, really experienced and whatever. And he knows exactly what he wants from Aine, and Aine's all flustered and whatever. And in this one, Kirara, even though she's a virgin, she gets him all flustered, and he... usually, with everybody but her, knows exactly what he's doing, and he's overconfident, and Sakia's the only one who can boss him around and stuff. But she just throws him for the biggest loop ever, and he just doesn't know how to deal with her.
Oh, okay.
So it's really funny how, like, pathetic he gets trying to get her. So, whereas Sakia never really lost his composure.
No. Well, I mean, sometimes he did that little twitch thing where you thought he was gonna, like, overly snap, but then he, like, came back sexier than ever.
The guy got fucking forcefully pumped full of really addictive drugs and by sheer willpower got out of, didn't become addicted.
I'm sorry, I went to the wrong place, because as soon as you said forcefully pumped, I got a completely different image in my head.
No, his brother hates him, so his brother kidnapped him and, like,
his
pumped him full of, like, heroin or something.
Yep.
And just by sheer willpower, he went through withdrawal and didn't get hooked.
Damn.
Yeah. So. It's really hot to look at, too, actually.
All right, all up in chains with, like, his shirt ripped off.
Oh, my God.
Huffing and puffing through the
stop,
through the
stop, spiral. Stop. She's getting way too hot. So grouping this stuff together.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I love Mayu Shinjo. I'm looking seriously very hard for the...
uh-huh.
For the Kaikon Phrase anime, because I really want to watch that. And she's got a bunch of other apparently very hot series that I want to check out.
Me too.
So
I'd give Akuma no Eros a 4 and a Love Celeb a 3.5 of 5.
Okay.
Sensual Phrase is, just awesome. So I think we already rated that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, somebody has a review on that on the website, so go check that out.
I believe I did. Yes, I believe she did.
Sounds about right.
Yes.
All right, so I'm handing the mic of 1,000 Truths, which I wanted to change into a...
dildo?
Yes.
No!
But
I don't
no.
Want
but
it.
No, at the same time.
Aww! Come on.
I
want
to change it to...
Wow, don't let your brain hurt.
Yeah, really. I mean...
Whatever. I'll just leave it as a mic. I can't think of anything. My brain is fried.
Too much popcorn.
I have had a long week.
Yeah, you have.
My 21st on Tuesday, and then my brother getting a car accident on Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah, so. You've had a long week. Go ahead.
But you'll chill on Sunday.
And relax. Mm-hmm. And just hand the mic. Come on.
Right,
come on.
I did. Okay. I'm handing the mic to Panda.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then I'm going to go curl up in the fetal position.
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I feel like turning the mic into this really cute panda bobblehead glass figurine I have, just because it's spiffy and has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, because I feel random today. Well, you know, I love the Funimation channel. It's the only channel I watch while I'm home now.
Funimation!
Anime, it's all the time, and that's how Panda likes it. So, I've been seeing a lot of advertisements for, you know, all these things Funimation is doing. You know, Moonphrase, you know, Conan, and then Peach Girl, which is what I'm going to talk about. You know, and I'll sit there and I'll watch with Mom, and, you know, Mom's like, that looks very interesting.
Your mom watches anime with you? That's awesome.
Some things, not everything.
Mom watches anime porn with her.
Once!
Okay, that's not quite as awesome.
Once!
That's kind of creepy.
You should
actually
ask Panda about that story.
I got really uncomfortable watching Miss Saigon with my parents, and because
Why?
There was a scene with prostitutes on the stage humping each other.
Oh, please. That's nothing.
I couldn't watch porn with my parents, because that's just creepy.
Watch, like, Yoma fucking ninjas with your mom, and then come talk to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm never going to.
Oh, well, I didn't find it all that. It was quite a comfortable experience. But anyway. shut up.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm going to talk about Peach Girl. So, because my mom thought this would be interesting, I thought, you know, for me to, you know, have more time with Mom, you know, and get her more acclimated to anime, since it's not going away in my life anytime soon, that I would go and get the first volume, that they released on DVD to watch with her. But I haven't watched it yet. You know, because from the advertisement...
Wait, what are you talking about if you haven't watched it yet?
No, I didn't watch it with her. I've already watched it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch it with her. Because I was like...
Follow along, Magic.
Okay. But anyway, so, you know, and from the advertisements, yeah, because I can speak.
Advertisements?
No, they really did piece... Yeah. They made it look a lot more interesting, you know. It's the whole high school drama... Girl A likes boy B, but, you know, girl B likes boy B too. And she tries to get boy, oh, I fucked that up already. Never mind.
Okay,
they
Momo
went.
Likes,
the girl likes
name,
one
Heiji,
guy.
Or whatever his name is, and Sai is a bitch and hates Momo. So I think the only
Man.
Reason that she likes KG is because Momo likes KG.
It's
and she
so
just
deep.
Wants to kill Momo. I don't know. I forgot what the guy's name was.
Yes.
I just made something up.
Momo was the main character. She kind of looks like this. What they call a gone girl.
A Kogal. She looks like a Kogal, but it happens
Kogal,
naturally.
Yeah. And you know, they tan. They tend to bleach their hair. You know, and people tend to either think they're like sluts.
Wait, haven't you talked about this before?
No. That I when I talked about Kogal.
No, that
before,
was,
I was
Super
talking
Gals.
About gals.
Super
that
gals.
Was Super Gals.
Ah, okay.
Which they released a second season, but anyway, I'm not talking about that. But, you know, so she's, you know, so everyone gives her a hard time because of the way that she looks. You know,
because
and she's...
Because you got to explain that she's not a Kogal, though,
no,
she's that's an
not.
Important part of the story.
She's on the swim team, you know, so she's
so she tans
out
easily.
In the, yeah, so she's always out in the sun.
Okay.
You know, and she's like Toji since middle school.
Toji, that's what it was.
Why, yeah, it's Toji. You know, and she's all like, I only kind of came to this high school because I knew Toji was here. You know, and at first, in the first episode, you really kind of think Sai might be, like, her friend. But, you know, it's kind of one of those, yeah, you're my friend, yet you tell me everything that I like sucks, and then you go and you buy it.
Sai is a two-faced
bitch. Oh, my God. I'm like, I was screaming at my TV. I'm like, oh, my God, Sai, you suck. I hate you.
Although,
you know, like,
with the manga, they've had Peach Girl, Change of Heart, and now there's Peach Girl Sai's story. And apparently...
Yeah.
I haven't actually read it, but I've heard that apparently she's got lots of issues at home, so she's not really a bitch. She's just insecure.
She's just confused.
I'm sorry. A bitch is a bitch, whether you have
yeah,
issues
seriously.
Or not.
And the things that she does to Momo, like, mind you, there's only, like, five episodes on this deep, you know, but from the very beginning, Sai is very manipulating and very, you know, because she's kind of, you know, she's kind of got this air that she's the coolest chick in school. So, you know, all she has to do is say one thing to a group of girls or, like, to anyone, and they'll believe it over Momo, because they all think she's, like, a slut. So, except for Toji. Well, you know, Sai wants to know who Momo's got a crush on because, you know, I thought she was just a friend who cares, but seriously, she just wanted to, you know, take him from Momo. You know, so she's all like, Momo's like, all right, I'll tell you who I like. And, you know, she's like, and she's looking in the hallway, and she sees this guy who's like a complete playboy, and his name's Kyrie. And he's, and she's like, I like him.
R and L are the same thing.
She's like, I like him. You know, and Sai's like, really? And, you know, and she's like, yeah, I just didn't want to tell you. Don't tell, I'm going to be all embarrassed. And Kyrie, looks at her, and he kind of winks, so she's all like, oh, my God.
She's like, fuck.
Then all of a sudden, you know, Sai goes over there and she's all like, oh, hi, Kai. You know, like totally being a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, and he's all like, because she's carrying this bag. You know, and like, Momo's like, where'd you get that bag? And she's like, we went shopping yesterday and I said that bag was cute and you told me it was ugly. And Sai's like, yeah, well, I got home and then I really thought about it and I liked it, so I went and I bought it. Being a bitch. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, and everyone's like, that's such a cute bag, you know, and, you know, Momo was completely right about her fashion choice, you know, and she's all like, so Kyrie, what do you think about my bag? You know, and Kyrie's like, I thought you didn't like that bag. And she's like, yes, I do. And he's like, you were out with your friend the other day and you can't remember how much it sucked. Like, he saw completely through her. So he's all like, she's like, oh shit, you know, like she, you know, couldn't use her, you know, manipulating, you know, ways on him really,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he wants Momo too. And you think it's just because he's a playboy, but, you know, he kind of actually seriously starts developing feelings for her.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, he kisses her, and she, like, kind of smacks him, because then a rumor starts spreading that, you know, they kiss. And then he tries to get her to go out with him, but she's all like, no, because I love Toji. And then Sai finds out that she's Toji, and then begins to try to manipulate Toji into not liking Momo, because he likes her too. But he's the strong, kind of silent type who doesn't really like to get in the way, and he likes baseball. But then they get
the way.
He's a type A blood. He's 5'3".
Oh no, he's taller than that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like you just marred every baseball player out there. He likes baseball, so he doesn't like girls.
No, no, that's not true. He does, but he's strong. He doesn't know how to like say it to her. So when
the fact that you said he likes baseball, like that
well,
like that means something.
Well, he does. No, and one of the big things that goes on the first, like, DVD, you know, at one point, you know, Momo is sitting out of gym class, and she's hiding behind, like, this thing with shade, and Kyrie's like, why aren't you in the pool? Do you have, like, your period or something? And she's all like, no. You know,
yeah,
and
he's
like,
that kind of guy.
He's that kind of guy. You know, and then he's like, well, why? And he goes, she's like, well, I was thinking if I didn't go in the sun very much, I would lose this tan. And she starts relating that when she was a young girl, like, in elementary school, that she had liked Toji from then, and another girl, she was like, go see what kind of girls he likes. And the girl had told her that he doesn't like girls who are too tan.
Yeah.
So she thought she wouldn't have a chance with him unless she lost her tan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
she's like fanatical about suntan lotion and stuff now.
Yeah, she constantly puts it on because she's trying to lose her tan because she thinks it'd give her a better shot of being with Toji. But then Toji explains to her that, he's like, it's not that I don't like girls who are too tan. It's not like girls who use tanning booths to get tan. So, you know, he's really nice and sweet, and, you know, they start going out, and, you know, then Sai tries to, you know, trick them into kissing, you know, and ends up kissing Toji, and Momo sees it, and she's like, oh my god, he's two-timing me, I don't trust him, oh my god, angsty, 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 oh my god, what do I do, Kyrie, Kyrie, Kyrie. So,
Yeah.
You know, and she goes back to Kyrie, and she's developing a friendship with him, really, because, you know, he keeps, like, he's Momo, baby. Let's just kiss and make up. Just dump.
Yeah, underneath all of his perversions and assholeness, he's kind of a nice guy.
He's actually a sweet guy. You know, and, you know, yeah, Kyrie's really not that bad. You know, but, you know, I've only seen the first 5 episodes, so, you know, at this point, like, you know, Toji gets sick and he's in the hospital. And Sai convinces the whole class not to tell Momo why he's not in school. And no one tells her. Absolutely no one tells her. No one tells Kyrie either. So they both don't know. So Sai is sneaking off to the
hospital. Kyrie doesn't know. Kyrie doesn't know. Kyrie doesn't
tell Kyrie.
Don't tell Kyrie. Because Kyrie doesn't know.
No. But anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah. They don't know. You know, and Sai's sneaking off to the hospital, trying to get on, you know, Toji's good side, so that he'll believe her over Momo, and make Momo look like she's a jealous bitch. You know, and, I mean, in a sense, no, they're both kind of jealous of that other person. You know, Momo's jealous of Sai. Sai's really jealous over Momo. And Toji's like, fuck Kyrie. And Kyrie's like, well...
So it's the fucked up pentagram of love.
Oh, yeah.
With all the lovely angst of high school.
Oh, exactly. It is. You know, and there's one episode, you know...
Doesn't Sai tell Momo that Toji is, like, a kissing fiend and was, like, forcing her?
Yeah, she's all like, I started dating this guy a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't want to tell anybody. Because when Momo and Toji decide that they want to go out, she wants to keep a secret. Because the rumor of her kissing Kyrie is still around the school, and she doesn't want to, you know, it to get any worse. You know, and, you know, Sai finds out by talking to Toji, you know, and Toji's like, yeah, we're going out, but she told me to keep it a secret. So she's like, oh, well, let me play that way. Let me play that on Momo. So she's like, so he had me go over his house, and, you know, and he was like,
yeah,
oh,
he wanted to keep her relationship secret. And
yeah, so, like, Sai is such a bitch.
Yeah, she really is.
Oh, my God.
I kind of want to read Sai's story now just to see why.
How she could possibly
be turned into a sympathetic
nice person.
Like heroine of the manga.
Maybe she's being raped by her dad or something.
You sound so hopeful.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I can't think of anything else that would redeem her because so far she is like a bitch. Like the bitchiest bitch. A bitch's bitch. Yeah,
I can't believe you said bitch that many times in that sentence.
Well, I was looking for one more bitch, in all honesty.
She's a bitch.
I was like, ooh. You know, it's kind of like if you ever see Super Troopers, the meow game.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I was thinking about that scene with Rocco from Boondock Saints, where he's like, how the fucking fuck did you two fucking fucks? Fuck! And then what's his name? Murphy turns to him and goes, well, that certainly shows the diversity of the word.
Yes.
But anyway, so I mean, you know, it was far too angsty, really, for me.
Okay.
I mean, I'll probably get the other episodes only because I'm not the kind of person who buys one and never gets the rest of it because I'm a collecting fiend.
You're a completionist.
I like that. That's
a good word.
I like to come for a circle. And, because I can speak full circle, fresh shock. Anyway, like Magic had said, you know, originally there was, you know, the first anime, you know, the season, which was just Peach Girl. And then they came out with the second season, which was Peach Girl.
Change of Heart.
Because
each of which was like 8 volumes, I want to say.
And I think in the Change of Heart, you know, because at one point, there's something going on, like, Momo gets popular, like, and, you know, like...
Well, yeah, everybody realizes that Sai's a huge bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and they're like, oh my god, Momo, we're sorry! Too.
You know, and like, you know, and Toji breaks out with her to kind of protect her, but I don't remember all the details of it.
So I don't read all of it, so...
So they break up.
Your rating would be...
Oh.
Oh, I think she's trying to cut you off.
Yeah, I know. All right. Anyway,
should really be another podcast.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, because it's a different series.
Uh-huh. I'll give it a 3.5. Only because I can't stand the opening song.
Damn, song. Wow.
I really can't. You can't excuse it. It's kind of like the ending song to Baki the Grappler, and we already know.
Yeah, we already
how
have
I
the
feel
Baki
about
experience.
Baki the Grappler.
Yeah, we know.
So the song, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, some
Peach
points
Girl,
off.
Be glad that you're not Baki, because then Panda really wouldn't have many notes for you.
But I mean, I kind of like the whole Valley Girl, you know, the voice actor, I think, really got the concept of what people thought she was supposed to be and what she actually is, because, you know, she sounds really Valley, you know, and she really does kind of look like a cool gal, but she's really not, and... you know, she's really nice and I like her. And I really want her to, like, win. Like, she should win the internet. So I like her.
She should win the internet?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
She's that awesome that she wins the internet.
Okay.
But anyway, so 3.5 for me. Work on, maybe the second season has a better song, hopefully. I'll keep hooked up for that. And I will take the magical panda bobblehead of 1,000 Truths and place it in front of Ninja. Please don't break it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's glass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try really, really, really hard.
Oops, slip.
Shut up. I'm not going to do it. Shut up.
That would be mean, because Mom broke the face and she had to glue it back together.
Yeah, so shut up. I'm not going to do it. Okay.
That would hurt my soul.
That would hurt her soul, and I don't really want to hurt your soul, just your face. No, I'm just playing. You know I love you.
I know.
All right.
Pour me some orange juice.
Shut up!
Yeah! Hey! That's right! Fuck you! Alright.
Yeah, but see, if I asked her, she'd probably do it now, so then I wouldn't...
I totally wouldn't fuck around with
her down the stairs?
Yeah, wouldn't have
pretty
to throw me down the stairs.
Have to push her down the stairs the first time, either.
No.
I...
She didn't.
You know what? Stop it. It's in the past. Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, right. I would, except my tooth's still fucking chipped, so...
Well...
Every day I brush my teeth, I have to be faced with that shit. Every day of my life.
Veneers.
She's gonna live with it.
Yeah, my dental plan's not that good. Alright, so anyway. I got a couple of... Well, no, I just have one big thing that I wanna talk about before I get to my topic, which is a video game called Bullet Witch that I got in from the Gamefly. A while back, we had actually been having kind of a heated debate, conversation, that escalated about a game called Knights. Remember that, ladies?
We're not, Mom and Daddy aren't arguing, kids. We're having a discussion.
Yeah. Well, Sega decided to actually make a new version of the game.
Yeah, I think I was the one that said that there was a rumor, and you're like, there's no way in hell they're ever going to make one.
Yeah, that might have come out of my mouth. And if that's the case, then I'll eat crow.
I told you so.
I'll take it.
Wow.
I'll take my punishment.
That mean hell has kind of, you know, cooled down a little bit?
No, but they got central air. They just haven't turned it on.
Yeah, who says hell isn't a frozen wasteland already?
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that, like, really be ironic? Like,
I know.
Everyone's like,
you run into hell,
it's fire and brimstone, and really there's, like, penguins. Like, every soul gets turned into a penguin, and they, like, don't talk at you, they just kind of look at you, and you're like, what the fuck, penguin? And the penguin's like,
fuck,
I'm gonna tell Satan! And you're like, aw, shit.
How creepy would that be if you, like, died, right? So you went to hell, and there's this frozen wasteland, and then all these penguins just started, like, coming, like, right up to you and, like, staring at you.
Oh my god, I would piss.
I would probably
that
piss
myself.
That
would be so fucking scary.
Yeah.
Penguins are scary, guys.
Yeah.
No, they're
not.
Not
cute
penguins
and cuddly,
are very...
they're scary.
That's not true.
Hell is full of penguins that will stare at you. Alright, so anyway.
Kitty.
So anyway, Knights by Sega is coming. It's actually called...
The Knights are coming!
Knights Journey of Dreams. The game will once again be set in...
Isn't the original, like, Journey into Dreams?
Yes. This one's just going to be Journey of Dreams. See?
Wow.
It's a slight change. It's a much more kind of animated American take on Japanese anime style, you know, cel shading game.
They're going to botch it, aren't they?
No, because it's going to be on
suck.
The Wii. And you're going to have three persona masks this time that let you shapeshift into a dragon, a dolphin, or a rocket. And wait for it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's going to have online capability.
So you can play with other people?
So you can play with other people. And
an army of knights shall conquer the world!
Exactly what I was thinking. I knew I liked you for a reason. So,
okay, penguins. Alright, dolphins, go.
Reason.
Go, dolphins. Go, dolphins, go.
Alright, dragons! Dragons to the left!
Rockets! Rockets! Go, rockets!
Rockets on the right! I need more rockets!
Jenkins! Oh, he just went right in there.
So anyway, that was my happy note for the day, because the rest
happy,
of it
happy,
just
joy, happy,
just,
happy,
just
joy.
Goes downhill from here.
They're bad things.
Yeah, it's sucky. It's so sucky.
Sucky, $2.
No, that would be a happy sucky. Not a happy
God,
sucky.
That would be a cheap sucky. That's a very cheap sucky.
Yeah, but, you know, if you ask any guy, any suckies were better than no sucky. Yeah. All right, so.
Wow, I don't
if there's teeth in
that.
There, it could be a pretty bad sucky.
This is true. If there are teeth, it could be bad sucky. But even that is better than no sucky at all. I've been told.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I'll move on. That's another podcast. I'll move on.
That's not another podcast. That's
not for us, I'm sure. You know that Canadian grandma that does all the sex shows? I bet you she has a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Nana's talking about the G-spot again. All right.
Yeah, my favorite radio station used to have, like, a top 9 at 10. Don't ask me why it was 9. But they, like, replaced it with a sex show now. So after 10 o'clock, all I can listen to on the radio is this fucking sex show. It's very irritating.
Position number
and kind
nine.
Of interesting and fascinating all at once.
Yes. It's like, I don't want to listen, but you... What?
But
what
I
did
do.
What did you say about Astroglide? All right, so anyway...
There was a girl on the other night who was complaining
give you a rash.
That her guy didn't go long enough, and they already went for, like, 2 hours. And she's like, yeah, he doesn't go long enough.
Perfectionist. Okay, moving on, because I need to talk about Bullet Witch, because I have to get this shit off my chest. I will say, first off, that this game sucks. Don't rent it. Don't buy it. If you were hoping that it was going to be the reason for you to buy an Xbox 360, don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was kind of pointed, wasn't it? Could this perhaps be because I was thinking about buying a 360 to play Bullet Witch?
I would say don't waste your money.
Well, there are other reasons to buy a 360.
Yeah, totally other reasons. This is not one of
them. It's our hero, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bullet Witch, not so much. The game is really dark. That's my first complaint about the game. And the only way
dark
to...
Dark theme-wise? Or
no,
dark,
actually,
you
visually,
shit.
You can't see shit.
Okay,
and the only way, the brightness control that's in the game actually isn't a brightness control. They give you a meter, and they're like, okay, change the brightness on your TV so you can see this. Which sucks, because the game is so damn dark that if you do that, when you leave the Xbox and you go to, oh, I don't know, watch regular TV, everything's so fucking washed out that you then have to get your control, figure out which one's for the TV again, and fix your damn brightness back. So, if you're going to switch between playing the game and, oh, I don't know, stopping to watch something that you've TiVo'd and then go back, you now have to switch
your
brightness.
Ooh, what did you TiVo?
The finale of Earl in the Office. Good shit. So, yeah. No, that's strike number one. I don't like that. If you're going to have a brightness control, it should actually work in-game. It shouldn't make me have to do dick to my TV.
Well, don't do dick.
Yeah, don't do dick. Don't do dick. Wait, no, I do dick. Wait, what? No, different podcast. All right.
You know, you don't want to do dick.
No, don't want to do dick. That would be nasty. All right, moving on.
Let's stop talking about penises, you guys.
Why?
You brought that squarely from the realm of euphemism right into what you didn't want to be talking about.
Yeah, you could have just said, leave the dick alone. But no, you went straight to penis.
What?
Alright, so moving on. The game is set basically in the near future. It's 2013, and pretty much man is on his last legs. There's been, like, all kinds of wars, and a bunch of people died. And then there was a plague, and a bunch of people died.
And they died.
And then there was, like, an alien invasion or some shit, and a bunch of people died. And then... the people who are left over, it was kind of like the Umbrella Corporation. Some of them got turned into these zombie fucking human skin bag things. Yeah, by some shit. And now they're hunting down people. And there's like a few human beings left that are fine. And then there's Alicia, who you play. She's the Bullet Witch. She's kind of got a demon inside her, known only as the Darkness. And
oh, that's a classy name right there.
The Darkness.
The Darkness talks to her sometimes. And when the Darkness talks
don't
to
listen
you,
to the Darkness. The darkness tells me to hurt puppies.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just had a flash to Caboose. You know, I'm having trouble trying to listen to you guys over the voice in my head that keeps telling me to shoot my friends before they can shoot me. What? You don't hear that voice?
No. All right. So, the darkness talks to Alicia. And when the darkness talks to Alicia, the edges of the screen go red, and it's kind of like, you have to go over there and kill these things. And you're just like, well, duh.
So the darkness is an idiot?
Pretty much. And he always talks smack about human beings, but mostly he's like, we have to kill. Remember your goal, Alicia. Don't die. And you're like, okay, thanks. That was really helpful.
Don't eat donuts.
Yeah. Don't die. Calories are bad. And you're like, no shit, Sherlock. All right, moving on. So, Alicia is actually voiced by a chick named Sarah Natocheni, which might sound familiar to you Pokemon, like, freaking Nutzoids, because she voices a character named Ash.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Strike
Smooth
number
girl.
Two.
Darkness, I choose you.
Exactly. So here I am trying to get behind this supposedly badass character, and all I hear is, Pikachu, I choose you. Like the whole time.
And that Pikachu is like this big demonic black creature of death.
Yeah. That would actually make the game cool.
That vision of Pikachu. That would be an awesome Pikachu.
That would be an awesome Pikachu. That would be a Pikachu that I would be proud to tame and call my own.
Yeah, but if, it'd be too big to sit on your head.
If that Pikachu
oh,
was
God,
something that I could
be mine.
If that was a Pikachu that I could actually, oh, I don't know, conjure up in this game, that would actually make the game better. Because as a witch, okay, and I will say this, Alicia is pretty hot looking, and she's got some great costumes. If you're a fanboy, because there's the prerequisite librarian where she has the pantyhose and, like, the short, ooh, I can see your coochie panties shot. The schoolgirl one, her regular black witch, and that her leather bondage thing, and her white witch one. Okay, great. The weapon that she uses is called a gun rod, and it kind of looks like a broomstick on the end. But you can use the points that you earn in the game as you complete levels to level it up to the point where you can have it like be like a Gatling gun.
Awesome.
And then it has a element attack that you can add on to it, so you can be like, okay, fire Gatling gun. So that when like all the bullets hit the things, they like blow into fire and shit. Which would be cool if I could figure out how the fuck to change my weapon from machine gun to like any other gun that I have. Because while changing magic is pretty easy, you just have to hit the right button at the top, and it's like, oh, here's your first panel of magic. If it's not fully colored, then you can't use it. So hit it again and go to the second panel, and hit it again to go to the third panel. Okay, hit it again to make it disappear. Oh, wait, no. No, there's actually an option to cancel, but it moves depending upon which one you're on. So sometimes you're like, okay, lightning. Oh, shit, I can't use lightning. How do I get out of here? Because you can't really, like, move or fire while you're trying to pick your magic. So if you were, oh, I don't know, trying to get a lightning attack off before a tank fires at you, and the lightning won't go, you just have to stand there and take the fire until you can find the cancel button or die.
So you just didn't train your Pikachu well enough.
Yeah, I totally didn't train my Pikachu well enough.
They use electrical
attacks. Fuck you, Pikachu, I'm not choosing you anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So that kind of sucked. Because the game is so dark, you can't really find out where the bad guys are until they shoot you. Because it's only when they fire their weapon is there enough light on that side of the screen to know that they're fucking over there. I walked into an alley, and the AI is so bad. I'm standing there in this alley going, all right, I know there's going to be a dude around the corner, and I'm going to pop out, and I'm going to duck, and I'm going to shoot him. I turn my character around, and I look, and the light shines, and fucker is standing behind me.
Did he shoot you?
No! We were just chilling in the alley together for about 45 seconds. It's not until I moved out into the light, turned around, and shot at him did he go, and turn around to shoot at me.
Nice.
I'm like, you dipshit.
Again. Lag.
I'm like, you suck. Okay, fine. So I'm going along, and then there are these, like, big
that
brain...
That guy gets a Darwin Award.
Big time. So then there are these, like, areas that you can't go into because there's a force field. You know how whenever you're in Devil May Cry and you're getting ready to fight a boss battle and you walk into the room and then, like, the ghost shield thing comes up on the door behind
you
so you can't
leave? Yeah,
and
if you get too close
to
it, it hurts you.
Yeah, this shield doesn't, like, hurt you if you get too close to it, but you just can't progress out of it. But they don't really give you any fucking visual clues to figure out where you need to go to find the thing to break the shield. So I walked around the first level for about 45 minutes, not knowing that I was being timed and I was going to be graded at the end of the level. Because there's no counter
now.
Ever. So I walk around the fucking level and I see this big brain in the sky. And I'm like, why is the big brain humming? I don't know. But I continue on to find...
The brain of the Hummer.
Yeah. So I continue on to take out all of the little, like, skeleton skin guys. And figuring that, oh, once I defeat all the guys, the force field will go away. Not so much. After a while of walking around, I finally get a cutscene that focuses on the brain. And that's when I go, oh, shit, I'm supposed to kill the brain. So I go back, and I, like, shoot at the brain, like, just relentlessly, holding down the R trigger because it just rapid fires. And it blows up, sploosh, blood splatter, and then, like, the force field goes away. I'm like, all right, so that's what I'm supposed to do then. I'm looking for brain. So I go, I find the next brain, and I start aiming at it. And all of a sudden, I get hit from behind with a truck. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, where the fuck did this truck come from? Because, of course, I die. I'm pissed off. So
Wait, you got hit by a truck and you survived?
No, I died.
Oh, I was going to say, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, yeah, I got hit by the truck and I died. So I'm like, what the fuck? So it comes with a screen, continue. And I'm like, hell yeah, I want to continue. I want to know why I got hit by a truck. So I'm looking at the brain, and I realize this brain, unlike the last lame-ass brain, realized that it had the ability not only to make a force field, but move things with his big-ass brain. It starts gathering up all of the cars and debris around me to first create a shield for itself or chuck the things at me. And I'm like, okay, fine. This time...
So the brain was smart.
The brain got smart, yeah.
Yeah, the brain got smart. So then I'm like, okay, fine. I will blow it up this time, and I will duck like a motherfucker. So I'm jumping around, and if you've ever played the game Piano 3 on the GameCube, she doesn't just jump or, like, hide. No, she has to be, like, a gymnastic bitch and do, like, leg splits in the air and, oh, a double tuck, front tuck, back tuck with a herky on the side. And you're like, bitch, just shoot! For the love of Pete, just fucking shoot the brain! So, I mastered lightning, because throwing up the defensive wall doesn't work for shit. And now I'm getting more and more pissed. I try to use magic, because I think, okay, she's a witch. Magic should be useful in this game, right?
Should be.
No.
Isn't.
That sounds
it's
like a
not.
Bad.
It's no. really
That's
not.
That's right. I hardly use the magic in the Kingdom Hearts games.
Right, because, I mean, once you get a good enough Keyblade, you can really just do everything with the Keyblade. But in a game where the whole thing is your protagonist is a witch who has a big-ass gun, it should be balanced. The only magic that you will use is lightning. And the lightning attack takes a long time. It's like summoning Bahamut.
Oh.
You gotta watch her do this thing. Cry from the earth to the sky of heavens and we're witness to your torture or some bullshit like that. So then she's gotta do the little spinny dance and then touch the ground. And then you gotta see the lightning form in the sky. And then it's gonna drop a few bolts down to like some random areas. And then it finally drops a big massive thing of lightning on whatever you aimed it at and blows it the hell up, you hope, killing everything that's in it.
Nope.
And that's the only thing that's useful. One time I blew up a fucking helicopter and a guy still survived long enough to look at me and go, ah! And get ready to shoot. And I was like, oh no, you die now. Bang, bang, you're dead. The AI sucks. The graphics are okay, but all the environments...
If you can see them.
Yeah, when you can see them, they're okay. I mean, when you look at Alicia, because she's in the light always running around, the character model is great. The way that her hair moves works well for the body type. The leather actually looks like leather and has great reflection of light. but the environments themselves are pretty much stale. The AI sucks. Dodging sucks. Magic, not useful. Yeah. So, I mean, there's other kind of magic powers. Like, when I first was able to power up, I got this thing called the Raven's Panic, because it sounded like it'd be really cool. Because you could actually summon a bunch of ravens.
Uh-huh. To go crazy.
To go crazy and, like, just swarm your enemies, like, if there's a group. So you can, like, barge in and melee attack them. Ask me if I've used it yet.
Nope.
Yeah. So this one's going back to Gamefly and going back quick. I mean, the only saving grace was that, you know, this character's supposed to be badass, but... And she's not a vampire, but yet somehow she has the ability to do this thing called sacrifice, where if these disgusting skin bag things have been firing on people or the other people that are helping you and you kill them, you can actually walk over them to the car because they're kind of be heaving over at the side, like on their knees, like if they were going to puke. And you have the ability to do a sacrifice, which is give them some of your blood by like raining blood down on them from your hand. It takes some of your life, but magically restores them. And then sometimes they give you an apple to thank you.
It's like the nurse who gives you the OJ after they take blood or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, exactly. I'm like, bitch, I just saved your life. And all you're going
to
do
fucking
is
fucking apple. That needs to be a t-shirt. That needs to be a t-shirt. I used magic and gave you my blood to save your life, and all I got was this stupid apple.
Yeah. Yeah, it really should. Because I'm like,
can you shoot the head?
Can you shoot the head?
What?
No, you can't shoot people in the head, because you're evidently a good guy. So, while you're shooting at people, if
so there's no headshots? That sucks.
No. But there's snipers. Yeah. There's no headshot. But the other guys, the bad devils, like demon skin bad things, every once in a while, they have a sniper. Which, if you don't see them, which you can't because it's too fucking dark, all you see is the little red beam that hits your head before you go, what the fuck is poof, and you're dead. And you're like, son of a bitch.
Wait, if you're a witch, can't you fly?
No, I can't fly. How fucking lame is that?
Even though your weapon looks like a broomstick?
You can't fly.
That sucks.
Exactly. So, nobody else liked this game. And I try not to be a conformist, but I'm going to have to agree with IGN and G4 and Joystick. Don't fucking waste your money and don't waste the game rental. Bullet Witch by AQ Interactive. Yeah, I'm giving that a 1 out of 5.
Wow, it bites.
It fucking blows. It's going back to Gamefly today. Day.
When did you get it?
Yesterday.
Monday. No, I spent a whole week with it trying to find a redeeming quality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it's gotta go. Because it sucks donkey dick. And with that, we need to say something else, because I can't throw to the sponsor saying that. I can't do that. Let's talk about happiness.
And you know what else I love? I love Velocity Micro.
Well, and you know the thing is, I love Velocity Micro too. And you want to know why I love Velocity Micro? The PCs that they make are built by gamers for gamers.
Like us.
Like us, which is why use it. Yeah, we're gamers. Didn't you know?
The way you said that was like, we were built by gamers for gamers.
You know what?
Does that mean God, whose image we were created in, is a gamer?
God is totally a gamer.
God is totally a gamer.
He's also got an awesome sense of humor.
Jesus to anime convention.
Yes, I've never been to an anime convention where there wasn't at least one Jesus.
Jesus is always going to the anime conventions.
Jesus loves
anime. He's hanging out.
And Jesus...
he got groupies.
Jesus totally has groupies. You are correct. I will agree with you on that. Jesus has a posse. If you are in need of a bomb-ass gaming machine, one that can run the great version of Vista, Vista. What the Vista. Fuck am I talking
Vista.
About?
Vista.
Yeah, I hate
Baboon.
When I can't say words properly. But if you need a machine that can run Vista Ultimate, which is pretty much the only version of Vista that you want to try and run on anything, go over to velocitymicro.com and check out their computers. They have a lot of things to offer, and they are custom-made machines. So get what you need to get fragging, and tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. So, now that I've got that out of the way, I would tell you to keep visiting the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, but I shouldn't have to tell you that. You're already a fan. You know where to go and where to get it. So, with that, I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
Okay.
So. Okay. That's right. I like the answers. Quick and succinct. Okay. So, Magic, what are you doing with your toast? All right, I'll come back to you. Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I know. Magic, you've been really slow with answers today.
I know. I'm totally not there today.
I am going to cut a smiley face in my toast, and we're going to sing show tunes.
Oh, okay. I'm actually sorry I asked.
She's doing that. If she's doing that, then I am going to find some way to burn either Jesus or the Virgin Mary into my toast, and then I'm going to sell it on eBay for thousands and thousands of dollars.
I like the way you think.
My toast is going to make me rich.
And then I'll
a best-selling novel, and then I'll write a best-selling novel about how to get rich with toast. You
draw
too
Jesus
can,
on it.
You too can get rich with toast.
Here's how. Step one.
Draw Jesus.
Draw Deejus. Step two.
Deejus?
Deejus.
I heard Deejus.
Kathy Lee.
Okay, Reed just won't work out.
Deejus and
sorry.
Kathy Lee. That's awesome. That should
anyway.
Be a shirt. All right, so
and,
anyway.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm actually going to take my toast and I'm
Do you
going...
want to enter into my eBay venture with me? Jesus
I,
to the Virgin Mary?
I would, but I'm just Catholic enough that I go, that's kind of blasphemous enough to wind me up in hell with the penguins, so I'll skip
that. Now, wouldn't
that.
It be funny if you went to heaven and Jesus is like, why didn't you put me on your toast? Don't you
And I'd be like, Jesus, I wasn't sure if I should put you on the toast. I figured you would be more of a pita kind of guy.
Pancakes. Jesus is a pancakes man.
I think Jesus would be
with
a pancakes.
With syrup.
No, I know for a fact that Jesus is a pancake man because somebody sold a pancake with Jesus' image on it for, like, thousands of dollars on eBay.
IR Jesus.
Yeah.
IR Jesus.
I'm gonna take my toast and I'm getting my ass to church because I need to repent. Bad.
Hey, say, amen. Would you?
I might throw a couple up and be like, all right.
Yeah, somebody needs to pray for my soul because I ain't doing it.
Okay, so with that, I'm Ninja Sisto.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And we are out.
Bye!